Today she is Masechta Yevamos Daf Tzadiches. We will begin on Daf Tzadiches, Amar Aleph, the third line, Amar Rava. It says, Amar Rava, Hod Amar Rabbanan, this that we've learned in the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ein Av L'Mitzri. That if a Mitzri becomes a Ger, we don't consider him related to his father. As we discussed, the cases of Hayrosa B'Kedusha, where the pregnancy was conceived when she was Jewish, when she wasn't Jewish, and then we will discuss the Mitzvah Shem extensively in today's shir, that will have a direct impact when a woman, when a person can marry his wife's brother, who is considered a brother, who is not considered a brother. Says the Gemara, this that we've been learning, that there is no yichus to the father, loitem shtum reshtifus b'zima. We should not explain because they're immoral, the Layidia, and therefore we can't be certain who the father is, but rather Av Layidia, even in a situation where we are certain who the father is. For example, the parents were in prison and they could not have possibly have had relations with anyone else besides each other. Av Layidia Chashinan, so that would mean that in case we do know who the father is, we need to be concerned. Says the Gemara, that is not true. Rather, afilu the idea, even a case where we are confident who the parent is, nami lechashinen, we're not going to be concerned about the father's are. Daha, and the Gemara proves its point, because as we learned in the previous year in the Braisa spoke about shnei achim toamim. We spoke about two brothers who are twin. So if two brothers are twins, by definition, says the Gemara, tipa achas haisa, how are twins formed? There's one zerab, there's one, this, the same semen, v'nechlas alashtayim, that develops into two embryos, v'ktani seifa, and we learned in that braisa, that if one of the brothers married a woman, and he died without children, the halacha is, loy chaltsa v'loy miyamim. The brother who's still alive doesn't do chalitza and yibam on his surviving brother. Why doesn't he do chalitza yibam on his surviving brother? Because, says the Gemara, because they're not considered brothers. Because brothers who are brothers from the same father, the halacha is from a non-Jewish father, are not considered brothers. Shema mina. From here we clearly see that if kurei afka rachmona lazare, the way the Torah treats the yichus from the father's side is as if afkurei afka rachmona lazare, as the pasuk says, besar b'char chamorim besarim, v'zirmas susim zirmasam, they're not considered related. So the Ramban asks that in a number of places in halacha, we do find that there is yichus to an akum from his father's side. He points out, midaraisa, a guy is the yoirish of his father. The guy is the person who inherits his father. We learned earlier in our Masechta, a chiddush. The Gemara taught us a chiddush that if someone was non-Jewish and he had children when he was non-Jewish, and then he, and certainly we discussed this, certainly if the case was that he and his sons were Megayer, it will be considered as if he, the father, was Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu with those children. So we see that there is clearly a relationship even from the father's side by non-Jews. Says the Ramban, in all the cases that we just mentioned, there are special psukim that teach us these halachas. But under normal circumstances, the halacha is, like we just mentioned, that their yichus is not considered a yichus. The Sefer Yosef Lekach from Rabbi Yosef Engels Zatzal has a different approach. He says that as long as they're not Jewish, then there is a yichus between the father and the son. When Al Gemara says that there is no yichus by Akum, what the Gemara means to say, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, there is no yichus after they become Jewish, that they should be considered related. Of course, how will he understand the case of Pruvu? We're going to have to explain that he understands that the Akum already, so to speak, performed the mitzvah Pruvu after when he was an Akum. And this that was saying that it's continued, that it's considered continued after he becomes a ger, it's just a continuation. Not that it's something that happens, not that something that happens from scratch, because that can't happen. That can't happen with an Akum. So there's a very interesting discussion that the Paiskim have about mummies. May a Jew do business with mummies? We know that a mace is also bahano. And the question is, could somebody be in that business selling mummies? Apparently, there were some health benefits by getting different parts of the mummy. And the question is, if a mace is also bahano, that should be something that a Jew may not do. But I saw that the Paiskim suggest that if the halacha is, as the Gemara says, Besar Chamorim Besarim, so then the halacha is that these concerns that we're discussing would not apply by an Akum. And therefore, maybe the mummies of Akum, obviously, may be Mutar Bahano. Toshma. So Gemara wants to prove if there is any relations from the father's side by Akum. Says the Gemara, Dam Rav Yosi, Maisa Benifti Mager. There was a situation with Niftim, who was an Akum that became, that converted, that his brother did as well. Shenasa Eishes Achim Imai, that he went and married his brother's wife, that they said the same mother. Obam Maislof Nechachamim, and the question was brought to Chachamim if what he did was correct. It says the Gemara Amru, and they said Ein Eishes Lager, and there's no problem. And the way I sort of mafarshim explain, we have to say that there were no relations after they were both Jewish. El ger the kaddish, says the Gemara, is that true? Halchinami leitafsa b'kedushin, can a ger not marry a woman? El ema, what it means is ein eshes ach leger, that there is no isser of eshes ach between a ger and his brother. My love isn't the case here, as we explained. The Nosfa Och Kushu Ger, that the brother of Naphtiah married this woman after he was a Ger. And Chazal said that he can marry his brother's wife because they're not considered related. Going back to a concept that we've discussed so many times, Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin Shenoyla Dami, and therefore the halacha is they're not related. Now the question that the Gemara is actually asking is that even though that we learn, we're having discussion, are they related from Achim and Av? But Achim and Aim, brothers who are maternal brothers, are certainly related. So if that's the question that the Gemara is actually posing is how could this have been taken place if they are considered related? Says the Gemara, Loi. Says the Gemara, what happened over here was the Nasa Kishoev Kechavim, Naphtian's brother married this woman while he was still in Akum, and after he became a ger, they never had relations again, and therefore there was no problem of Eishes Ach. But indeed, if he would have married her after he became a ger, or even if he had married her before he became a ger, but he and his wife both converted together, she would be considered that an Eishes Ach, and that would be Asur. It's only because they were never married as Naphtiam's brother was already Jewish. The Meiri points out, we just said that they did not have relations after he became a ger. What would be if they had relations after he became a ger, but there were no edim to them having relations? So the Meiri says they would not be considered married under Jewish law, because we know to be considered married under Jewish law, There have to be Edom that could say that they were together. And that's what the case here is, and there's no Raya. But ask the Gemara, if that's what the story is all about, that the brother was only married to this woman, Keshoev Kechavim, while he wasn't Jewish, so Ma'ala Memra, and he never consummated that marriage after he became a ger, so why would we think that this should be Aser? Answers the Gemara, Ma'adatayim Eligzer, Keshoev Kechavim, Atu Keshu Ger, that even though he was never married to this woman while he was a Jew, but maybe Chazal should have made a gzera. They were concerned that if we're going to allow him to marry his brother's wife, we may come to marry his brother's wife, even if he had married her or had relations with her after his brother became a ger. Kamash Malon, that we don't have to make such a gzera. And the Chazon Ish has a very important approach to this Gemara. Chazon Ish says that why would we believe that Chazal made a gzeira? What is the source for assuming that Chazal made a gzeira if there's no place that indicates that Chazal made such a gzeira? So the Chazon Ish explains, yes, for us to assume that Chazal made a gzeira when there is absolutely no precedent to believe that Chazal made such a gzeira, we have indeed no right to think so. But here, as the Gemara seems to say, says the Chazon Ish, there's real basis for this concern. So since there's real basis for this concern, that's why the Gemara is assuming that maybe we should make a gzeira, and that's why we had to learn that such a gzeira was not made. Says the Gemara, Toshim Adama ben Yasyon, Kishalach til karche ayam, when I went to the different islands, Matzosi ger echad, I found a ger, Shinosha eshes ochav me'imai. And they married the wife who was married to his maternal brother. Martiloi. So he says, Amartiloi, I said to the sker, Benimich Hirschcha, who gave you permission to marry this woman? Amali, Isha v'shiva b'nea, Hare Isha v'shiva b'nea, I married this woman based on a heter from Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva allowed a man to marry his wife's brother, and based on that, I learned from that I'm allowed to do it. And says the Gemara, because he said, Al-Safsuza Yosha Rekiva, Rekiva sat on this stool, Vamishnei Dvorim. He said two halachas. One halacha, he said, is, that a ger is allowed to marry his maternal brother's wife, Ve'omar, and Rekiva also says, the Pasuk says, that we know, Sefer Yoina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yoina to tell the people of Nineveh that within 40 days their city will be destroyed. And Yoina did not want to deliver that message to the people of Nineveh, so he ran away. And while he was on that ship, the ship was almost drowned, and they threw him overboard, and he was swallowed by a fish. After the fish expelled him, the Pasuk says, V'yidvar Hashem al Yoina Shenis Leimer. Says the Gemara, Shenis Dibri Mashchina. The Shechina spoke to Yoina a second time. Shlishis Le Dibri Mashchina. But the third time, the Shechina did not speak to him. And as the Medrash explains, that Yoina did not want to be the one to carry this message to the people of Nineveh. Because Yoina knew that the people of Nineveh are Karav L'Tshuva. If they're going to hear this message, it's going to cause them to do tshuva, and will put Klal Yisrael in a bad light, that they did tshuva, and Klal Yisrael did not do tshuva. And that's why he was punished for not wanting to carry out the shlichus. Asked the Inyakov, Yoina's concern was a very legitimate concern. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset with him? So I always understood the pshat is, it's not our place to make these kind of calculations. It's our place to do what Hashem wants and not to start thinking. But the Inyakov gives a different teretz. Even though indeed Yoina was correct
and being concerned that the people of Nineveh will do tshuva, but but their tshuva is not really a true tshuva. It's only a tshuva meyira. It's only a tshuva out of fear. And moreover, says the Inyan Yaakov, that a tshuva out of fear is not a tshuva shlema. And not only is it not a tshuva shlema, but it's actually a tshuva that didn't last. He says that their tshuva only lasted for 40 days. And therefore, he should not have had this concern about the people. He should not have had this concern for not giving over the message. But what's related to our shir, says the Gemara, Ketanimiyas, we've learned that Ger Noise Eshesach Me'imai, that a Ger is allowed to marry a maternal brother's wife. My love, isn't the case that he's referring to the Nazba Ochikushu Ger, that his brother married her when he was already a Ger. And still, Rabbi Kiva allowed him to marry such a woman. Says the Gemara Loi. What happened here was the Nazba Kushoiv Kechavim, that he married her when he was still in Akum. And as we explained earlier, that since he married her as an Akum, and he never had relations with her after he became a Ger, that's why the brother may marry her. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Ma'ala Memra, what's the Chiddush? If there's certainly no connection here. Answers the Gemara, Ma'adu Teima, Nigzik Shoev Kechavim Atuk Shoger. We ought to make a gzera that even though there's no relation, because his brother was only married to her prior to becoming Jewish, but maybe we should make a gzera for a case that after he became Jewish, Kamash Malon, that we don't make such a gzera. So the Achroidim asked the obvious question, isn't this an exact same back and forth Shakla V'tari that we had a moment ago? Why did the Gemara have to repeat it again? So one teretz I saw that in the previous case, it was b'di'evit, that they got married, and that's where we wouldn't make them separate. But the case that we're learning here where Rabbi Kiva is discussing it, Rabbi Kiva told them up front that they may get married. That means that one can marry this brother's wife, l'chatchila. Maybe that's not permissible. That's why our Gemara has to tell us this new teretz that even l'chatchila you could do this. Another teretz that indeed the Gemara knew that this question that we're posing now could be answered the way the Gemara answered it as it was answered previously. But the Gemara attempted to ask a new question, hoping and thinking that there may be another teretz to this question, which there actually isn't. Says the Gemara, Umi Mehemen, how could Rabbi Kiva be trusted with this testimony? Ask him, Avraham Rab Abba Amar Rav Huna Marav, Kol Tamachachim Shemar Alocha Bo, Rav Tamachachim Paskins and Shiloh. And he says something that he heard from his Rabbeim. Says the Gemara, Im Kodem Maisa Amra, if he said it prior to be a Shiloh Lamaisa, before being a question that's relevant, La Alocha, Shem and Lai, we listen to what he says. Then lav, but afterwards, ain't Shem and Lai, because we need to be concerned if he's reporting it accurately. The Ritva says, of course, we don't have to be concerned that a Tam Chacham is saying something not true. So the Ritva says that people, and this is part of the Psak Halochi here, people, when they need to pass in a Shaila, if sometimes the question is black and white, answer written in the Svarim, but sometimes the answer is not black and white. Sometimes you have to use Svara, you have to use logic. Sometimes you have to compare situations. And therefore, if he's saying it before, we could understand that he's using logic to compare, perfect logic to compare the two situations. Once it's already something that he has to paskin, we can't be confident that his logic is clear. But as we've discussed this Gemara previously, this halacha, of course, is a very difficult halacha. Does that mean a Rav can never paskin a shayla that's relevant to him after the question is posed? So the Paiskim say that certainly if it's
something that's explicit in a sefer, where the Talmud Chacham could say this sefer says this, and we can look it up. We can look it up ourselves. Then, of course, we have no reason to be concerned. The concept being a concept of milsel avid legluya. Also, the Paiskim say there may be a difference where something is a schazik asura or lo yischazik asura. In a situation where it's been established that something is not permitted, we can't permit it based on the report unless we have full confidence that we could rely on the report. But if it's not such a situation where there's no eschazik isura, then of course the halacha is that a rav could pass on a shayla even after the shayla was posed based on a report that he comes with. Ibai Seima, Myra Bahaya. He said that this psak that Rabbi Akiva issued was a halacha that he had already stated prior to it being a question. And therefore, this issue that we just raised wasn't relevant. Vibai Seima, another reason why we could trust him, Shem the Kamar, Hare Isha Sheva Manel. Whenever a Talmud Chacham paskins a shayla, and he could quote an episode that this was actually used l'alocha l'maisa, it's a much stronger situation. Vibai Seima, and a third reason why we could be more comfortable here, Shani Hocha Dekava Maisa Achrina Badal. So the way Rashi explains, Rashi very much according to his opinion, we're concerned that the Talmud Chacham may be inaccurate. So where is there concern that the Talmud Chacham may be inaccurate? And the question that's in front of him. But if it's a situation where there's no concern that the Talmud Chacham should be inaccurate, then everything he said at the same time all becomes trustworthy. Vibai Seima, Shani Hacha, the Kama Masa Achrina Bahadol. Amamar, so the Gemara delves into that other Maimer Chazal. The Chazal taught us, V'idva Hashem Ayoyen Shainas Leimer, Shainas Dibris Ima Shechina, the Shechina spoke to him a second time, Shlishis Loi Dibrimo, but his third time it did not speak to him. And the Sefer Yalkut Shloima says that there are two words in Hebrew that are somewhat similar but are not. There's the word oid, which means another time, and shenis means a second time. So says the Yalkut Shloima. When the Pasuk uses the word oid, then the number of times is not as accurate. But when the Pasuk says shenis, that means it's very accurate. And that's why here the Pasuk says shenis, to teach us specifically Hashem spoke to him two times, shlishis leidibrama, a third time not. Ask the Gemara, but we find Vaksiv that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Ninveh to Yonah another time. Yeravim ben Yoyosh was from the Malach Yisrael. He ruled over Klal Yisrael for 41 years. Yeravim was a Rasha, and he did the same types of eris of Yeravim ben Nevat. Under his rule, they were able to conquer big portions of Eretz Yisrael. Under his rule, that he was able to conquer big portions of Eretz Yisrael. The question is, how was he zoicha to that? So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, because they wanted to say Lashon Hara about Amos HaNavi, and he refused to accept that Lashon Hara. And therefore the Pasuk says, Hu Eishiv Es Gvul Yisrael, Melevoi Chamos, Ad Hayoyim HaRova, Kedvar Hashem HaShdibe B'yad Avdoi, Yoyna Ben Amitai HaNavi. So we see that Yoyna HaNavi appears again. Answers the Gemara, Om Ravina, what the Pasuk means, what the Gemara meant to say was, Aliske Ninveh Kamar, that regarding Ninveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak again to him. Tosfos asked the question that the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued speaking to Yoyna even about Ninveh. So, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yoyna a parable with a dove, with a Yoyna, so, with a pigeon. So Tosfos answers that isn't considered that they were speaking to him about Ninveh. He was speaking to him about his behavior. Another Teretz of Tosfos speaks about that nevuah that's referred to about the hate of That was in the same day. When the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to him again, what it means is in another day. But all the Nevuah that he received in one day about Nineveh is considered one Nevuah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Hachak Amar. But the pasuk does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah about Yerovam. But rather what it means, Hachak Amar, Kedvar Hashem HaShadibu B'yad Avdei Nevi'im, Kshein Shenhepach L'Ninveh Miroah L'Toif, just like we saw that through the Nevuah of Yonah, and Yonah's message to Nineveh, their fate went from bad to good, Kach B'mei Yerovam Ben Yoyash, so too in the time of Yerovam Ben Yoyash, as we said a moment ago, Nepach L'Em Yisrael L'Toiva, their faith got better because Klal Yisrael they were able to capture from Edom big parts of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara again goes back to the discussion that we began our shiur with today about a ger marrying his brother's wife. Tashma, the Brisa says, Ger Shaisa Le'edos B'Kedusha V'Rosa Shalai B'Kedusha. If a ger was Leidosa B'Kedusha, he was conceived with, as his mother was already a ger, but he was born as his mother was already a ger, but he was conceived when his mother was not a ger. Yesh Le Shere Eim, his relatives from his mother's side are considered his relatives. Vein Le Shere Erev, but the relatives from the father's side are not considered relatives. And the Gemara illustrates, Ketzad, Nasa Achoysim in Eim, if he marries a sister who was born from the same mother, even though the mother had that sister when she was still not Jewish, Yoitzi, he may not remain with her. Because we're concerned that if we're going to allow him to remain with that sister, he may come to marry even the sister that was born after his mother became a Geyerus. But if he marries a sister that was born to his father, well, his father was not Jewish, Yekayim, he may remain married. Achois ha'av men'ein, if he married his father's sister, but this woman is his father's sister because they share a mother, they do not share a father, Yoitzi, he may not remain with her. Because since there's the maternal side to this relationship, once there's the maternal side to this relation, as Rashi explains, there's a real concern that people are going to think that you're allowed to marry a sister, a maternal sister. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos introduces here a new concept, and that is the concept Shloyam Rubona Mekedusha Chamura LeKedusha Kala. And he says any individual that an Akko may not marry, a Yisrael may not marry either. For Tosfos explains, if the halacha will be that there's a woman that he could not have married when he was not Jewish, and he can marry when he's Jewish, people are going to say, that's why he became Jewish. They're going to say, being Jewish is less of a Kedusha than not being Jewish. And therefore, to avoid this problem, the halacha is that you can't marry her, says Tosfos. But if there's a father's sister, that she's his father's sister only because they share the same father, Yekayim. And Achois Ho'eim and Aim, if he married his mother's sister, a woman that sister and his mother have the same mother, Yoitzi, he has to divorce her. And again, Rashi's pshat is because we're concerned that any time where there's a maternal relationship, we should not get confused. Ramei Menav, if they had the same father, Ramei Yoitzi, Ramei says that they may not remain married, V'chamam Oimrim Yekayim, they may remain married. And the Gemara explains why. Shoy Ramei Oimer, Kol Evim Shemashim Shereim, anything that has the maternal side to it, the halach is Yoitzi, they need to get divorced. Mishem Av, when it's only a paternal relationship, then the halach is Yekayim, they may remain together. And the Chum hold that even in the Chum hold that since she's a father's sister, even though they share a mother, so that's not considered a maternal relationship. The Ritva I saw explains that it mean that would be already gzeira l'gzeira.
and we don't make a double gzeira. Your sister, your mother's sister, because of your sister, and your sister, as we've been learning, is only us because of a gzeira. Umutar beishas ochim imai. That the halacha is that a woman that your brother married when he was non-Jewish, and we never married her after he was Jewish, as we've been learning in our shir, the halacha is that Chazal did not make that osur, because that's a relationship that isn't a blood relationship. That's a relationship that came through a marriage. Eishes achi aviv, his aunt, who is a woman who's married to his father's sister. Again, it's not a blood relationship. When it's not a blood relationship, Chazal did not make gzeira. V'shar kol arayis, all the other arayis, b'toras loy, what does that mean? B'sui eishes av, that the woman who was married to his father, who is not his mother, is mutter, he's let him marry her, whether they were married, whether his father, says the Ratva, was alive or not alive. Since they were never, this woman was never married to his father after his father was Jewish, after his father converted, he's allowed to marry that woman. That's the Ritva. But the Ritva says there are those that suggest that this leniency that our Gemara just mentioned is only after the father passes away. But as long as the father's alive, he would not be allowed to marry her. Nasi Ishu Bita, if someone was married to a woman and her daughter while he was not Jewish, and now they are all Megayah together, the halacha is Kainas Achas, Umayitzi Achas, he can remain with one and he has to divorce the other, Luchatchila Layichnas. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask, what does this statement mean? Meisa Ishtoi, Mutter Bechamoisoi. If the ger's wife passes away, he's allowed to marry her mother, Vikidatana, Osir Bechamoisoi, and some say that he may not marry his mother-in-law. But what's relevant immediately, says the Gemara, Ptonimius, what we've learned here is Be'eshes, Mutter Be'eshes Achiv. He's allowed to marry his brother's wife. My love, isn't it referring to a situation, the Nosbuk Achiv Kishu Ger, that his brother lived with this woman after he became a Ger, and still we're allowing him to marry that woman after, if his brother's no longer married to her? Says the Gemara, as we've been saying throughout the Shir. Loi, it's referring to a situation, the Nosbuk Kishu Achiv Kishu. He only married her after the brother only married her after he became a ger. Since he only married her after he became a ger, that's why before he never was married to her after he became a ger. That's why they're not considered related. Myla Memra. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. What's the chiddush? So as we've said a number of times in our shir today, Madutayma Ligzik Shoyv Kachovim Otter Kishu Ger. That since if they would be husband and wife after he was a ger, it would be osur. So we should say that so too is the halacha prior to that as well. Kemash malon, that we don't make such a gzera. Says the Gemara Amar, as we just quoted in the Braisa, the halacha is noisi ishu bita, that he can marry a woman and a daughter. If he married a woman and a daughter, and now he became a ger, the halacha is kainas achas. He can only remain married to one of them. But then the Braisa said, but he should not marry her. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. If we said that they were already married, even if they were already married, we're demanding that they separate. So what's the question? How can we think that they could get married? What does this Braisa mean? Says the Gemara Hosikoi. When the Braisa says l'chatchila l'yichnas, it's going back to a different statement. V'achkamer, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Hach the Omer Rabbonin, the din that the Rabbonin said, that under certain situations, you're allowed to rekayim, that you're allowed to remain married to this woman, says the Gemara, Hach the Omer Rabbonin, this that the Rabbonin said, yikayim, is only b'dievid, if they're already married. But l'chatchila, the halacha is, says the Braisa, that even in the cases that we said they can remain married, like your paternal sister, you shouldn't marry her l'chatchila.
Meisa Ishta, the Brisa says, if his wife passes away, Mutter b'chamoisai, he can marry his mother-in-law. Vikatani, also b'chamoisai, he may not marry his mother-in-law after his wife passes away. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikis in this Brisa? Says the Gemara, Chada, one Brisa follows the opinion of Yishmael, the Chada follows the opinion of Akiva. Explains the Gemara. The Brisa says that you can't marry your mother-in-law after your wife's death. By a Yisrael, a mother-in-law, after one's wife passes away, Bisurakaima. The Isser of one living with his mother-in-law is a very serious Isser. It's a chi of Sreifa. So says Rabbi Shmuel that Isser remains even after one's wife passes away. Therefore, Gabager, since it's a very serious Isser, therefore Chazal made a gzeir by the Ger, even though it's all Gerish and his guy could cut and shenoy l'dami, that he should not be allowed to marry his mother-in-law after his wife passes away. Mandashari, the mandom that allows him to marry his mother-in-law after his wife passes away, Kribikiva, is following the opinion of Akiva, the Omer, his mother-in-law, even by a regular Jewish situation, kolishli sura, the iser becomes lesser. And since it's a lesser iser, there is no chiv of sreifa. There's a machloikis rishonim. What does it mean when the Gemara says kolishli sura? Some rishonim say it goes down from an iser sreifa to an iser karis. And there are other rishonim that suggest that it goes down even more. It goes down from an Issa Sreifa to an Issa, it goes down from an Issa Sreifa to an Issa Lav. So since the Issa was severely diminished, that's why, even though of course by a Jew, the Issa is diminished, but it's still Osir, by a Ger, we could be more lenient. It says the Mishnah, Chamish Noshim Shnus Arav L'Desayim. You have five women who all had children, all had boys, in a place where we're not able to identify whose son is whose. And Higdila Turovis, and now this mixture, they all became adults, V'nosu Noshim V'mesu, and they all got married, and they passed away without children. So now the question is, a brother of a man who dies without children has to do Yibum or Chalitza, but we don't know who is the brother. The Aruch HaNer explains, why did the Mishnah have to speak about five brothers? So the Aruch HaNer says that if there were less than five, then we learned that the oyna, the amount of time one has to have relations with his wife, is on a weekly basis. If you're going to have more than four wives, you wouldn't be able to have that, you would not be able to fulfill that ability that every wife should at least have relations once a month. Tysus Yontif explains that actually the Mishnah is referring to a situation that actually happened. And the story that actually happened with five such brothers. But the number is not relevant, says the Gemara. So Arba Chaltzin Lachas, first, four brothers should do Chalitza, Vechem Yabim. And the fifth brother should do Yibim. Because if he's the right brother, so fantastic, he's doing Yibam. And if he's not the right brother, so he's marrying a woman who already had Chalitza from her brother-in-law. Who, Vishleisha, continues the Mishnah of Echem Yabim Oysai. If, she says, Mishnah, who, the brother that did Yibam, Vishleisha Cholzen Lachas, then if another brother dies, another one of these people die, do chalitza, vechem yabim. Nimtza, every one of these wives will have four chalitzas, v'yibim l'kolachas v'achas. Says the Gemara, as we pointed out, that the order of what should be performed here is critical. Says the Gemara, v'dafke michlitz v'hada yivume. First has to be chalitza and then yibim. Ava yibume b'resha, to do yibim before the chalitza, loy, is not permissible. Because until maybe the brother who's doing the Yibam is not the brother of the person who died. And his wife is therefore a Yivam L'Shuk.
And of course, Yivam Lashuk is not allowed to do Bia until she has Chalitza. So therefore, we get all the Chalitzas out of the way. And then he does Bia. And as we explained, if we're lucky, that Bia is a Yibam. And if not, it's marrying a woman who's no longer a Yivam Lashuk. My Huvishloshtim Chalzim Lachas says the Gemara, what was meant when the second brother died, the second man dies. This brother should do Chalitza. Three others should do Chalitza. And then the fifth one, the next one should do Yibam. The light time Yibim Mechad Lekula. One should do Yibam to everyone. Ella Kolchad Chad Yom Mechada. Every brother should do Yibam once. Dilma, we may get lucky that Misram Lechad the day, if we keep on doing it this way, if we're really lucky, says the Gemara, what will happen was that maybe everything worked out perfectly and he will have done Yibam with everybody got their proper Yivama to do Yibam with. Miktsas Achen and Miktsas Shein Achen. The Gemara speaks about the case about people who got mixed up. Some of Achen and Miktsas Shein Achen. Hachen Cholzin, V'Shein Achen Yamim. Says the Gemara, my comer. What is this meant? What was meant with this statement? Amar of Safra Hochtam. This is what the statement means. Miktsasin Achim and Af. If some of the brothers are brothers, are paternal brothers, Miktsasin, and some of them are Achim and Aim, but not from the same father. And let's speak about a case. Rachel Vachana are two of the women whose children got mixed up. They were both married to Reuven. Rachel had Yosef, then she divorced Reuven, she married Boaz. Boaz has another son from a different wife, and now Reuven, and now Rachel, and Rachel from Reuven, and Chana from Boaz, had three more women, were all in this place, where the children got mixed up. So Yosef is the son of Rachel from Reuven, and he has here a brother, a maternal brother, the son of Chana, the wife of Reuven, where there's a mitzvah to Yibam. But now there's another wrinkle here. He has here another brother, and that is Yosef. He has the son, the brother who is the son of Rachel and Boaz. He's a maternal brother. So now a paternal brother has a mitzvah of Yibam. A maternal brother has an Isser of Eishes Ach. So because that's the case, Achim and Av Cholzim, the Yosef that has here a brother, a maternal brother, cannot do Yibam with any of the women. Because by doing Yibam with one of the women, he may be living with his sister-in-law, not in the setting of the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of Yibam, as we learned so many times in Amasechta, is only on paternal brothers. By maternal brothers, there's an Isser. V'achim and Af, the other brothers that are paternal brothers, follow the order that we learned in the Mishnah. Miktsasin Kohanim, Miktsasin Shekhanim. If we have here, some of the people are Kohanim and some are not. Kohanim Cholzim. The Kohanim have to only do Chalitza, because a Kohen cannot marry any of them. Because maybe this woman got a proper chalitza, and a Kohen may not marry chalitza. The individuals who are not Kohanim could do Yibam. And again, if it's a Yibam, fantastic. And if it's not a Yibam, he married a woman. Miktsasu Kohanim, Miktsasim Achim and Aim. If some of these individuals are Kohanim, and some of them are maternal brothers, Elu Elu, so all these people could only do Chalitza, V'loy Miyabim, they can't do Yibam, because there's no option for that. Because Achim and Aim can never marry a sister-in-law. That's one factor. And the other factor to take into consideration is Kehanim can never marry a woman who may be a Chalitza.